Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of So NWA, the podcast about serving others here in Northwest Arkansas.
That's right, everybody. We're your hosts. I'm Enrique and I'm here with my brother, Juan Carlos. We are both proud natives of our Northwest Arkansas area and we've seen the community grow and change over the years.
That's right. Each episode, we highlight the entrepreneurs, artists, and everyday people who make this area such a great place we call home. We talk about anything from real estate to local businesses to restaurants to hidden gems and community stories. We cover it all.
That's right, guys. But we're not just podcast hosts. We're actually local real estate agents here helping people buy, sell, invest, or even just get connected here in our Northwest Arkansas area. So whether you're from here, you're new to the area, or you guys just love a good story, you guys are in the right place.
That's right, guys. And if you ever need help in your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or investing, or even if you want some recommendations here in the area, feel free to reach out to us. You can find us on Instagram at SoNWAPodcast, or even send us an email at SoNWAPodcast@gmail.com. So guys, welcome, and let's get into today's episode.
That's right, guys. So today we are joined by someone many people here in our NWA area know. We are here with Daisy Chica. She's the executive closer and the closing department manager here at Waco Titles Rogers location. If you've bought or sold a home in the area, there's probably a good chance you've sat across the closing table from her and with her. She works closely with realtors, lenders, buyers, and sellers to make sure one of the biggest financial moments in people's lives go completely smooth. Waco Title, fun fact, they've been serving the Arkansas real estate transactions here since the 1800s. And Daisy plays a big, big role in helping these people move these deals and get closed. So everyone, please give a warm welcome to Daisy Chicas. Daisy, ¿cómo estamos?
Well, hello, guys. I am so happy to be with you guys. This is my first podcast, so I am super excited about it. I was so thrilled when you guys invited me to be a part of it. I mean, this is great. Thank you. First of all, I want to say welcome to Waco. We are so glad to be hosting it from here today. And I'm just excited to share a little bit about myself and about what I do. Yep. And just for you guys to get to know Daisy and who Daisy is.
Yeah. Well, we're excited as well. You know, we had talked about it when Carlos and I, maybe we should get Daisy on here. I think that'd be a super fun episode. And we had talked about it for a little bit.
Yep.
So I'm glad we finally were able to make it happen and sit down.
That's correct. You know, Daisy, we're happy that you're here. And, you know, shout out to Waco, which is funny. I think we say that pretty frequently in the Diaz team. True. Shout out to Waco for many different reasons. Mm-hmm. And here we are today sitting down together. And one thing I want to say is, you know, every time I hear your last name, I kind of do this, you know,
a little shimmy.
Yeah. You know, for the audience who couldn't see me, I kind of did like a little shake on my shoulders because, you know, it's David Chicas, you know, and of course, right. You think of chicas is a Spanish term for girls, right? And,
that is correct.
In this case, it's Daisy's last name. So I'm like, oh, Daisy Chicas. And I kind of.
So catchy.
Yeah, it is catchy. That for is sure. Hilarious. So, bienvenidos. Welcome. How was your day?
So far, great. Okay. You know, when you're in the real estate world, your days are never boring.
That's correct.
There's always things happening. There's always things moving around and, they just keep us on our toes. Mm-hmm. So no, it's been an exciting day and meeting new people, meeting new faces. Sure. And that's always good.
That's good. Yes. No. And we had Francisco here earlier today. Is that correct?
That it's right. Oh, yeah. Francisco goodness. Closing on one of his many deals today. Yes. So ooh. Shout out to Francisco.
Para eso sí.
Congratulations to his new buyer.
Yes.
Seriously. Super exciting. If I remember correctly, I think he said that she was a first-time buyer?
First-time home buyer. Wow. Single mom with two babies. Wow. I mean, that can't get any better than that.
Powerful story right there.
Yeah. That's really full story. Exciting. There you go.
Super excited. Well, congrats to her on being able to close on that property and, you know, reach that dream of home ownership.
So. Agreed.
And Enrique, agreed. How was your day, man?
My day so far so good, man. You know, reaching out to our folks and seeing how we can bring them some value and help them out, man. You know, that's what we do. That's what we're about, man. So
very true.
It's been good.
Yeah.
And you, how things were doing?
Overall good. Getting over a sickness or some allergies. I can't tell. Last episode that we recorded, right. I'm over here coughing and trying not to cough. And today this is another good day, the way that I sound, but it sounds a little bit deeper than normal, but overall good. The family's good. I think real estate's going fine or good. And it's a nice day, even though it's windy. So But I'm glad that we're here.
There you go.
We keep on moving on.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
So, Daisy, we got some rapid fire questions for you.
Ooh.
All right. Coffee or energy drink?
None.
Okay. Just water?
Really? So, actually a really fun fact.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. Never have been. I feel like I have enough natural energy for some. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't need the coffee and I don't do energy drinks for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I blame my wife for getting me into coffee. I never was a coffee drinker. And then I just remember it used to be like a weekend thing. And then it turned to a daily thing now. And as much as I like it, I also don't like it.
Especially in our industry, coffee runs, coffee appointments, coffee meetings.
Yeah.
It's always a thing. So it can actually become like a socially addiction. So therefore, you kind of just have to remind yourself, it's like, well, wait, you know.
Yeah.
You almost have to look at the menus before you go to the places where you're going to be having your meetings.
You're right.
Because you can easily get addicted to it.
Right.
So,
no. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. I think for me as well, growing up, at least I don't know if this is common for all. I'm Honduran, right? So I don't know if this is common for all Hispanic cultures. But for me growing up, it was very normal. My parents would have a meal. Mija, ¿dónde está el café? Hijo, ¿dónde está el café? It's time for coffee. You know, they'd finish a meal and they'd drink coffee every day, 2 or 3 times a day even. So it was very normalized to drink coffee. And so I guess I picked up that habit because now I drink coffee every day, right?
So, So actually my husband's from Guatemala. So shout out to my husband, Carlos Chicas. they drink their coffee lovers. I mean, they drink their coffee 24/7, which I always found it very interesting being coming from a Mexican family myself. And I remember taking my son to Guatemala for the first time. And my sister-in-law's nanny at the time, she was trying to feed my son coffee. Like she put some pan in the coffee, and then she was trying to like spoon it to him. Oof. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh no, we don't drink coffee. But yeah,
that's very
that can be very cultural.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No coffee, just tequila.
Just tequila.
Just tequila. 5 a.m. My husband will tell you.
There it is. Oh man. Early bird or night owl?
Early bird,
okay.
100%.
I see you working out at 5 a.m. or so. Good for you.
That's another fun fact about myself is my alarm goes off at 4:15 a.m. every morning. Used to be 4:30.
Okay.
I don't want to say resolutions because I don't believe in resolutions just because resolutions, they can go away.
Yeah.
Like super quickly.
Right.
You know, they kind of start fading out or you get tired of it. So it's like a new lifestyle, I would say. So for 2026, one of my new things was pushing my alarm 15 minutes earlier than the normal. So now it's 4:15 every morning. Get up, move around, do the things, and then go on with my day.
What time do you go to sleep?
9 p.m.
Okay, that's fair.
And that doesn't mean I'm asleep. That's right. Just when I start like winding down.
Yes.
If Enrique calls me for a real estate question, I'm like, Enrique, you ain't going to get a good answer by then. So call me next day.
No, I get you. This year I implemented a 9:30 wind down time. You know, that's just, you know, kind of telling myself I'm going to bed soon, whether, you know, getting a shower, just kind of getting in bed, whatever it might be, just to make sure by maybe 10:30, I would like to be asleep, to be at bed.
And you can definitely feel it. That's just little lifestyle changes that truly help you physically and mentally.
Favorite restaurant in Northwest Arkansas?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Or one
we
of them.
Have amazing places around here. I will say, I stick to the local ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big local supporter. So two of our very favorite family, favorites, all-time favorites, Las Palmas. Shout out to the Reyes family. We love Las Palmas.
Yes.
We probably go there at least twice a week. Believe it or not, that's kind of embarrassing, but we do. We're almost friends with everyone at the restaurant.
There you go.
We love Las Palmas. And then The Rail Pizzeria.
Okay.
Love that place. Same. You know, the family that owns them, we've actually known them for a long time. Like, their kids played soccer back in the day with my younger sister. So we've got some ties, and their food is just amazing. So if anybody's can say they've never gone, please go.
Okay.
Try it out. I promise they will not disappoint.
What's your opinion on their wings?
The best ever.
Yeah, they do have pretty good wings there.
Their wings are the best. And then if you don't know, their crust, their pizza crust, you can turn it into what would they call it? Sopapilla kind of thing? Because they have the honey in the tables. Mm. So if you normally don't eat the crust, put some honey on it. I promise it'll be really good. So yeah, those are my two absolute favorites.
Awesome. There you go. Those are some good ones. Those are some good ones. All right, Daisy, favorite thing to do on a weekend here in Northwest Arkansas?
Oh, man, there is so much to do. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually was raised here. I grew up in Rogers. I moved here from Mexico in 94, and I've made Rogers my home ever since. So there's so many things to do now. I can't even keep up. But one of my favorite things to do is going and meeting new trails. We're a very active, outdoorsy kind of family. My son, he was a big soccer player, so we were always at the soccer fields. But yeah, it's going out and meeting new trails. There's just so many trails, going out and hiking. During the summer, we love going to the river, to the lake. Mm-hmm. We love doing those things. Biking. Yes. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not Francisco. I don't have a mountain bike. I'll break my neck if I did, but I have an e-bike.
Yes,
you do. Those are fun.
Oh, those are so fun.
Those are super fun.
So, hey, if you ever catch me on the trails, say hi to me. I'm always just cruising around through Northwest Arkansas. We cruise from Bella Vista all the way to Fayetteville.
Oh, you're like the square to square?
Love doing that. We loved riding our bike to a restaurant and having breakfast or coffee.
That's nice. That's pretty fun.
So, yeah. Hey, there's lots of farmers markets. Oh my gosh. Really, I can just like name everything for you. Like, there's so much to do.
Seriously. Yeah,
I never have enough time.
Is the Bentonville Farmers Market. When it's outdoors, man, me and my fiance and my suegra, we love going there. It's really such a great time. So that's another.
I would say the Rogers and Bentonville Farmers Market, they hit differently.
The culture is different.
Yeah, the culture is different. But even just layout wise,
that is true.
You know, because I'm trying, like, as I think of them, you know, Rogers has it's like a straight line, right?
It's like right there where
in front of the rail. Right? Yeah, right by the rails. I don't know, just the way it just, even when you interact with it, like you start on one side and then you finish on the other, right?
Yeah.
But in the Bentonville Square, and they have their farmer's market, it's the actual, most of the time, it's the actual square. Like, you'll go in a square and just kind of go in a circle, whatever.
Well, they have the square, and then they even have some of the roads break off.
Oh, like,
by that end point. So
by the city hall.
Yeah.
Correct.
Dude, yeah. There's so many booths there. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. So the interaction's like different too, because in the Bentonville Square, it's more nature-y and or has the trees like more, I don't know, just different.
I think they have more places for you to like hang out. I think there's like a combination of not just like the vendors, but then you also have like the square where you can go and sit and enjoy whatever you have bought from vendors.
That's a good point.
Where if you go other places, all you've got is the vendors. Shop and then move on. But I really do think that Rogers has done an amazing job on the little park and the little water splash thing for the little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, and we keep on growing, but I love farmers markets.
Yeah. They always have great products. You know, people from the community selling their things there, they have really good stuff there, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, there is a little, I don't know where they're from Latin America, but I know they sell tamales. They have tamales and tortillas out there. So if you're into homemade tamales or homemade tortillas, you can find them at the farmers markets. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So you can always find really unique things.
Okay, Daisy. I feel like you kind of answered it a little bit with the previous thing, but it's a beach vacation or mountain trip?
Beach.
Beach. Ah, okay. I thought for some reason you would pick mountain because new trails and all that stuff. That's kind of where my mind
was going with beach too.
Beach?
Yeah, I was going to beach.
Oh, yeah. We love the beach. I think it's a really good time for us to disconnect. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, completely disconnect from the norm. And that's probably, you know, why we kind of just go and do something different. Yeah. But to be honest, the hotter, the better. Hotter, the better.
So you don't like the winter or nothing like that?
And I can live. Lived in Northwest Arkansas my whole life, so it's fine. But
that is too far.
If it was my choice, I'm okay with 100 degree weather year round.
I know. I could not do that.
I just feel like something about the combination of water, sun, and sand. I don't know. I think it just really calms you down. It just really like you connect with it. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't really know how to describe it, but I know that feeling that you're saying, because I remember we went to Destin and I remember it was the first night there and we had our beach chairs and we sat down and I was just looking at the waves coming and going. And I grew up in Florida and I grew up in Florida, Miami, Hialeah area. It just took me back, you know, mm-hmm. to being a kid, seeing the beach. So yeah, I think you connect with it in such a different way.
And then I also think, you know, you look at it and I think it's the nature. When I say the nature of it is the fact that you look at it and it's like, man, the creations, these are just like the person above us just thought of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, how did all these connections? And it's just so beautiful. I think that's Seriously. What it is. You know, I don't know. At least for me, it's just being able to admire all those all those natural things connecting together in one place. I think that's what makes it so special.
Right. Absolutely.
Super special.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Favorite music to listen to while you're working?
Oh my God, this is really gonna shock you. I don't listen to music.
You don't listen to music at all?
I don't listen to music at all. However, I'm like an old Mexican soul because I feel like I'll hear a Mexican song and I know all the lyrics, but I don't ever listen to it.
Uh-oh.
Is that not weird?
You know, it could be. You might have just heard it so many times in the background, maybe while you were growing up or maybe on TV shows or even on social media, right? You probably heard mm-hmm. it so often. And next, you know, boom, just comes
so
out.
So I don't hardly ever listen to any music. When I'm in my car, I'm always on my phone, talking to a family member or a friend or even a customer. And I'm not the type that will just blast the music. So I don't ever listen to music. I work out to silence. I work out to podcasts. I work out. Yeah.
So more like informational.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. Last one. If you weren't in the real estate industry, what job would you want or do?
I'm definitely a people person. I love to be around people. So it would have to be something that relates to people. Okay. But I think I would always be on sales. I think I would love to be on the sales side. I get to do the sales piece of it in my industry, but not as much because it's more customer focused.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a sales job.
Okay.
I think it'll be a sales job.
Interesting. You definitely got the personality for the sales, for sure. For I think sure. you would convert the leads for sure. For sure.
That's a good way of putting it, for sure.
You just have to join the DS team then. Now.
Francisco, if you're here, and get in touch with Daisy.
Francisco would be over the moon.
He would. But no, yeah, I think the sales part, I would love it at some point to just try.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no. I completely understand. Well, that was fun. Daisy, thank you for answering those questions. You know, we recently started doing that in the podcast of just some rapid fire questions and see where people are at. You know, it's fun to get to know our guest, for our audience to get to know our guest. But now let's talk a little bit more about yourself and how you got here today and what you do. Okay.
So, well, believe it or not, I've been with Waco for 22 years. 22 years. I started working for Waco when I was 19, freshly out of high school. And I've been here ever since. So I think one of the big words that probably would describe me would be loyal. Mm-hmm. You know, if that doesn't say that I'm loyal to a company, then I don't know what else would. And so that's, you know, that's my background and how I got into the business. And then how I'm still here and I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I love what I do. I love being able to connect with new people like you guys, like Francisco. Mm-hmm. I've been so blessed to just, you know, have those returning customers and been able to continue and help our community.
For the audience that may not know, you know, what you do, let's just say they're not familiar with the area or anything like that, right? What exactly do you do? What does Waco do for people in the real estate industry?
Okay, so for Waco as a whole, so we're a title company. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're in the title and closing business, title insurance business. So that's exactly what we do. We insure properties. When individuals buy, sell, or refinance a property, we provide title insurance. We make sure that there's no liens, judgments, encroachments, you know, things like of that nature. Mm-hmm. We ensure that, you know, they're getting clear title to their investment. That's essentially what the title insurance does. However, me as a closing agent, I'm on the closing side. So I'm more in the customer service side of the business. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the one that provides the service and ensures that the customers are going to come back and keep closing with us. So my job as a closing agent is to prep documents to make sure that they're prepare all the closing documents that are going to be necessary for the transaction, whatever those documents may be, depending on what kind of deal we're closing, sell, buy, or refinance. Mm-hmm. And just to ensure that everything is done in a legal way, let's make sure that everything is done the right way and that all documents are executed correctly. That's essentially my job. And then, of course, my job also is to make sure that the disbursement of funds is done appropriately. You know, we make sure that everyone in the transaction gets paid.
Very important.
And then all the bills get collected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, that's, and then, of course, the fun piece of it mm-hmm. is being able to connect with agents, lenders, more realtors and lenders. That's kind of our based clientele. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we're connecting with everyone and that we're offering our services and that they're coming and closing with us. And then, yeah, Waco, I mean, Waco Title, we have several offices throughout Northwest Arkansas. We have them in every city. And then we go all the way from Missouri all the way down to Central Arkansas, all throughout. And there's offices all in between. So if you need any closings done in any of those areas, we can surely help you.
Right. And then I just for the audience, let's say, for example, because I've had this experience with past clients here at Waco. Let's say they aren't able to make it to a physical location. What are their options in order for them to kind of still close on time and on their time, of course? Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just a little bit difficult for them to get freed up. What options do you have for them?
Oh, I think now with technology, that has really opened up all kinds of different options and, you know, to where we can make it customer friendly. Mm-hmm. So one of the options is, you know, you've got the older generation that don't feel comfortable with technology. So then we can always find a mobile notary to send to them. So we take care of scheduling it for them. We send it to them. So the person will show up with paperwork ready to get signed. And then the notary ships them back to us. Ooh. Customer just signs. That's all they do. So that's one of them. But then we also have technology. We are, licensed to do RON closings, remote online notarizations. So we can always do it through video. Mm-hmm. We use a provider called Proof, which is a very secured software. For the customer, it'll ask them like KBA questions that they have to answer, which are security questions. Mm-hmm. And just so people feel very comfortable using that, those KBA questions, we don't even know where those questions get pulled from, but it's the same. Pulls it from the same place, I guess you could say, where credit bureaus pull information from. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people be like, wait, how did you know I owned a red truck back in 95? I'd be like, I didn't know that.
I see.
It was just like, it's just the system that by us typing in your name and personal information of you, they're able to tie them together. And then you have to answer those questions. And if you fail those questions, you can't use the system.
Oh, wow.
So that's how I can tell you that is a very secured question. Wow. I mean, secure platform.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely. So we can do it that way.
That's good.
And it's amazing. Closing can be done in 10 minutes. In fact, We did one in Vietnam this morning. We did it at 10 a.m. So cool. And the customer, I believe they said it was like a 12-hour difference. So I think they were already at nighttime or midnight or something like that. But yeah.
I was about to ask if you do international.
Yes.
Which is you guys do. But do you guys do international with these notary?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Oh,
we do. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I have closed deals in Chile, Mexico, anywhere. I've done several in Mexico, all throughout Mexico. Chile, India, Vietnam. We did one in Korea at one point. No, that one was weird. But
so you guys find a notary out there to do
it? No, we are the notaries. Oh, we can do it online.
No, but I'm talking like a physical one. So you said
physical one? So physicals, no.
Okay.
You can't do that because physical, they have to go to a U.S. embassy.
I see.
Because it has to be done by a U.S. notary. Okay, it cannot be done by an international.
So I was thinking like someone who's licensed in the U.S. would go out, or if they're, you know, working out there, they can meet somebody at their house or vacation.
Not
house.
To purchase.
Okay.
Not to purchase.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's the options on that.
Sure.
You know, it's.
Yeah. But I mean, basically what I would call it, remote signing is pretty.
Yeah.
You know, cover most of.
Oh, a lot of it.
A lot of the people, maybe the one or two that really are not too tech savvy.
Yeah. I remember we had a situation. I'm not going to be too detailed, but we had a situation where one of the sellers in Mexico, and it was very last minute that we found out that we weren't able to basically close unless, you know, the other seller signed. And so with the help of the service that they had, we were able to get them later that afternoon, and then, you know, it closed and everything got funded and the seller was able to get their proceeds. I think that day,
that same day,
before 4 o'clock.
Cool. Yeah. That's good.
So that's why I wanted to ask that, because I think it's super valuable bringing that kind of service 100%. To people who may be in a difficult situation. Just know that there are probably options open.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you all know.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, Daisy, you had mentioned you came here, was it 1994? 1994. So talk to us a little bit about that transition. What's your connection that brought you here in 1994? And, of course, you've been here for about, since 1994. What keeps you here?
The people, the community.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. I seriously just love it here. So yeah, I moved in 94. I did all my schooling here. I know so many people in Rogers. It's incredible. I love the growth. I mean, it's just amazing. But what brought me here was, I mean, truly this is silly, but my parents. I think just like any, you know, coming from a different country, I mean, my parents were looking for a better life for us. Mm-hmm. There were so many jobs here with all the chicken plants.
Right.
They found it and they came here and they brought us here. And I'm just so blessed that I've stayed and I've watched the growth and I continue to watch the growth and just the community itself. I mean, it's amazing, mm-hmm. but the people. The people is incredible.
That's a constant theme we hear.
We keep hearing that over and over.
I believe it's true.
I think it is true. Yeah. I mean, anytime you go, at least from my personal experience, anytime I've gone anywhere kind of outside of our Northwest Arkansas bubble, in terms of people, they're not the same. Like, for example, if you go here to a cash register to pay, you can have a very small interaction with them, right? Not anything too crazy. Hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. You know, kind of laugh a little bit. You go somewhere else and you kind of try that. You're just like, oh, good. You know, very short worded, not too personable. So yeah, I think the people here in our area is definitely a big difference I've seen from anywhere
huge.
Else.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. I mean, the people that everyone's here is just so friendly. And then, like I said, I think for me, you know, and of course as you can tell, I've been at the same job for 22 years, right? So I kind of tend to stay in my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't get out of it. But I mean, I'm glad that I did.
Yeah.
So glad that I did. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really great out here for sure.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of good stuff going on in the area, and you know, it's really cool to see how much impact that has given to just the community members here, you know, the residents. Mm-hmm. And it's, I feel like it's spreading. It's, you know, I think originally it was probably the whole area. But what I'm referring to is like now we see cities like Siloam that are growing, right? And like Gentry and Decatur kind of heading that west of town. And I really think this, I said this in one of our first episodes in the podcast, I really feel like in 10, like, I don't know when, 5, 10 years or so, I feel like Fort Smith is going to also get some of that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, in time, you know, and yeah. Fort Smith's only 45 minutes away, maybe an hour, right? Something like that.
A little bit over an hour. But about an hour, though, it's not that bad of a drive. Like, you're driving next year, oh, dang, I only got 30 minutes left. You know,
It happens pretty quick. Something like that. It's kind of like, it reminds me, like in LA, you know, from LA, and my dad lives in kind of Ontario Riverside area, so which is about an hour and 15. I guess about an hour drive. So I feel like it's kind of like that, right? LA is the main city or whatever. You drive an hour east, and it's another city, its own city that you get to enjoy. I feel like Fort Smith is going to be something like that too.
It's kind of like DFW, right? You know, you go to Dallas, and you're only 30 minutes from Fort Worth, and Fort Worth, you can, I don't know, go back and forth, you know? So I think eventually it's going to become that, right? Because, I mean, you look at home prices in Fort Smith compared to here. Oh, my gosh. Wow, I could buy the same house for this price compared to here, right? So I think eventually.
You know, one of the areas that also I feel like we still have room to grow to, which I feel like not a lot of people are tapping into, Carroll County. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that area. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit, I guess it's to the east of Eureka Springs. You have these places called Green Forest and Berryville. There is a huge Spanish-speaking community in those cities.
Really?
Okay. Big one.
Okay.
Big one.
Wow.
I know of it right now. Yeah, I actually know of several individuals that drive here to work, but they live out there.
Really?
And you always hear what you just mentioned, the fact that, you know, you can find a lot of homes with a lot of land. So they go and find their dream home out there for cheaper, but yeah, they don't care to make the drive to come in, you know, get better pay. Because I think the pay is still not the same.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but they don't mind the drive. And I think the drive is only like 45 minutes.
Let's check it out.
So it's not bad.
Yeah, if we put Berryville to Rogers, it says it's about an hour and 6 minutes, but it's very generalized. It could probably be 45 minutes depending on where in Berryville. But yeah, that's not terrible. I mean, I had a cousin who... he went out to Silent Springs for that exact reason. You know, he was able to get into his first house because it was more affordable out there. And he didn't mind, or and still doesn't, 45-minute drive, whatever it is, from Silent Springs. So, yeah, eventually it's going to start going to where, you know, people are just not going to want to, at least most people at least, not be centralized and just go out.
Right, start moving outskirts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's eventually, I think, what's
oh, I agree. Happen. I agree. And I think that's, you know, and I think that's one of their huge blessings is that we still have room for growth.
Oh, yeah.
It's just depending on what you're looking for. And I think you guys as realtors, you know, you guys are able to provide those options to customers. It's like, hey, you don't want to be in the midst of all the craziness. I mean, you can, if you don't mind driving the 40 minutes, the 45 minutes, that may be, or whatever that may look like, it's like, well, we've got these other options for you. Especially people that moved here from LA.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, my wife used to drive an hour and a half to work every day, almost 2 hours if there was an accident. And now she drives about 30, 45 minutes. But I mean, to her, that was an improvement. And I was going to say, remember last episode we were talking and how I used to go to work with my dad on Fridays?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, it used to take an hour and 20 minutes in the morning to go from Ontario to LA or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you were only driving 5 miles.
No, it was, maybe 45 miles.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you can be 5 miles and only move, you know, sorry. It can be a mile in 45 minutes. It's terrible. I'm okay.
See, I've gone to LA just to visit. I've never lived there, but I'm definitely not moving to LA.
Oh gosh.
Not my vibe.
Yeah, that's what I hear about the traffic there.
The traffic. The
congestion is so high.
So it's like, no, yeah. I love it here.
So
hey, if it takes me with no traffic from my work to home about 10 minutes. I'm not going to lie. If it takes me more than 25 minutes, I'm complaining. So.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we were a little spoiled for a long time with the amount of traffic we had here because it was just kind of normal day-to-day traffic.
But like 5-minute traffic.
Yeah. And now it's different. You know, it's still not bad compared to other places, but I think we were spoiled to where we're kind of, what's going on with lost driver?
Well, no. Oh, that's me. Yeah. That's me. It's like, hey, I can get on the trail and ride my bike. It takes me 15 minutes. So
seriously, that's funny.
Daisy, we have, what is one challenge or lesson that you've learned along the way that's really shaped you today?
Ooh, a challenge or a lesson.
And I'll let you think about it for a second.
Ooh, challenge or a lesson. Well, you know what? I mean, I can share this. At the beginning, actually, Enrique introduced me as a manager for the office. So I actually am not a manager anymore. And that was a personal choice. I had managed for like 11 years and I decided, you know, it was time for me to give it up. I've done my duty. I am a big believer that, you know, there's younger people now that are waiting for those spots and it's probably time for me to move on to the next thing and leave that open for someone else that wants to keep on climbing the ladder. So I think that was a big challenge, just making that decision and telling myself, you know, because as a young kid coming from an immigrant family, you know, you're always taught, well, you know, you need to climb the ladder. You need to go up as far as you can, right, especially when you're in a corporate world. So you try to do that. You try to follow the steps. You try to do the right things. And I feel like I did it. But then I also felt like it was time. It was time for me to focus on other things. And that's when I decided to make that decision. And that was a challenge, just being able to believe that myself and be able to get others to believe in that idea as well, that, you know, I'm Daisy. That this person is not going to change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The title on behind my name is what's changing. But, you know, we also, as when you're younger, you think titles are important. You think, you know, that's what you worked so hard for. But then you realize that titles don't matter anymore. But I think that's just life. So I think, but that was a challenge for me. It was like, okay, are people going to think that I'm less? But then you realize, no, I'm still the same person. So I would say that was a big challenge.
That was a big challenge.
Sometimes, yeah.
So what is your time now? You don't want to give it up.
So I'm actually an executive closing agent.
Okay.
What that means is pretty much I'm not managing a big group of people.
Okay.
I'm mainly focusing on my own closing portfolio that I'm doing more of this. Of what we're doing now. This is fun. You know, this is the fun part of our job. But I wasn't able to do that because I was focused on operational things where now I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm more focused on my customers, like the people sitting at the table with me.
I see.
And that's what I'm doing.
That might be more of it's a change. And then the structure wise, if anything, it's probably more, I don't want to say more valuable to the, to Waco, but they have seen your skills. They've seen what your value is. And now they've given you that title to kind of excel in that in a different way. Right. Correct. Versus just, hey, we want you to manage these people. Now we're saying, you know what? We'll take care of that. You go do what you do, but even more.
Right.
Even better. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
And I think it does. I think, you know, the idea behind it from me was be able to bring more value to Juan Carlos, be able to bring more value to Enrique and their customers directly. Now, you know, Daisy has the hands on everything that you guys are doing versus before it was handing off or, appointing tasks to other people. So now it's me doing the work.
Awesome.
I like that. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Shout out to Waco.
Yeah, shout out to Waco. Yeah, I mean, ever since I've been on the DS team, I think we've done an exception to new construction because they have their preferred companies, whatever. But I've done almost all of my closings here with Waco, and I think that's for good reason. You know, I think the way you treat our folks and the way you treat our team, it really reflects, and not just when we're closing together, but even outside of the closing. Like, for example, right now, we're sitting here doing a podcast together. Anytime I have a question or I need help, you know, you're always there to help. And so that really, that focus on your people, I think that's the biggest thing. It's a pretty good transition. On our podcast, we love to give a spot for our guests to give a shout out to whoever's in their corner. So is there a person, team, or any organization that you'd like to give a quick shout out to?
So the biggest shout out would be my family.
Ooh.
You know, my husband, my kid, they're always supporting all my crazy ideas. you know, the long hours of work sometimes, and they get it, you know, as a working wife, as a working mom. I mean, that ain't easy. That is not easy. I mean, you still have to go home and wash the dishes, and you still have to cocinar, you know, that's what we do, right? But, and not that you have to, but I would say my family, and then, you know, within the business, I would love to give shout outs to all the people that believe in me. I mean, all my realtors, my lenders, they throughout 22 years continue to send me their business and continue to come back and see me and allow me to work on their files. So I think those two would be the biggest ones. And I think that's how I've been able to be so successful in my career. Because of their support.
Family and
family and referral partners, business partners for sure.
Awesome.
Well, you know, we will ask this, who's your favorite, team?
I'm kidding.
So you're putting it on the spot.
I'm just kidding. No, I know better. Honestly, you're very true. This business is definitely referral, you know, referral based. You know, we love, And I think that's when we get into the business, we realize even more that that's really what it is, you know, and you always, this is a business where you always have to put your best foot forward to whoever you're working with, because you never know who they know and who they can refer you to. And you want to work with them again. If you can't do that, it can be a little bit hard. So no, I think as realtors, we all understand that, you know, referred business is really where it comes from. Yeah. So cool. I like that. Family is super important. I mean, even our families at home, you know, they may not understand fully, but we'll get those late night phone calls. We'll get those files we're working on just to get ahead the next day.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You know, when you'll have an open house and I'm like, hey, I gotta go sit with Enrique at an open house for 2 hours. It's like, hey, and then being able to understand that, you know, you may not get paid for those 2 hours, but eventually that's going to turn into a file.
Correct.
That's going to turn into a family and a home. That's going to, you know, so I think just the understanding of it makes it nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Family is the biggest thing. They're super important. I mean, I think without my, personally, my fiance support, I think I wouldn't be able to do what I do every day. And she's super understanding for the type of work that I'm in, you know, ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And so I really appreciate it. So to what you're saying, family is super important for sure. So shout out to all the families out there.
100%. So Daisy, on this podcast, we talk about Northwest Arkansas. You know, we love this area and all the great things it offers us as residents. Tell us what is a park, a trail, an outdoor spot that you'd recommend to somebody to kind of get that full Arkansas experience? Maybe a float trip, bike ride. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. So I don't have like a favorite. They're all my favorites. But in all honesty, so my family and I, we're big runners. Like we love to just get out, jog, walk, run, whatever the case may be. Our favorite one is Lake Atlanta.
Okay.
Lake Atlanta is deeply in my heart. Like ever since, you know, since I was a kid, I remember going down there. And for those that have lived in Northwest Arkansas for a long time, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Before it was concrete.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of miss the dirt a little bit.
Yeah, so that's a question. I guess, do you prefer it now or before? Real quick.
I actually miss some of the things that they had before, but then now I get it. We have to move forward. Yeah, you can't be stuck in the day. Because, I mean, as a kid, I'll be like, hey, you know, where's the skating rink? Like, I miss the skating rink down there. Yeah. I miss the swimming pool, the restaurant right next to the lake. I mean, you know, so, I mean, Lake Atlanta, my all-time favorite. I mean, I will have to say. That's a good one.
I do take my family out there when, like, we'll go grab a coffee and we'll go to Lake Atlanta and do a lap. And I do feel like you get a good, I feel like that is an Arkansas experience, you know, or Northwest Arkansas experience at Lake Atlanta, you know, even the before or after the renovation, it just feels nice.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like something about it just feels cool.
And I even think like, even just Lake Atlanta, it just gives you, it just takes you to all of Arkansas. I don't know. It's just the feeling of it, like the history that you can find at Lake Atlanta.
Yeah.
it's pretty amazing.
It's a nice little touch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my swagger, and correct me if I'm wrong, the bike park that's there, what is that bike park called again? The one has like the concrete.
I think it's called the rail yard.
I think it's the rail yard. Yeah. So I believe from there, you could walk from there to Lake Atlanta.
Yep. It's very steep or steep.
Yes. So my swagger, sometimes she'll do that almost every day sometimes. I'm like, I don't know how you do that, but she'll go there and walk the park. Yeah. And then she'll walk back there. I mean, I think Lake Atlanta is a big part of all of our Northwest Arkansas natives.
It's kind of nice to, you can even park in downtown and walk down through the bike park.
Yeah. I think that's a really good, when my friend of mine, Furman, his wife, she did a 5K for her run for I think she has an ostomy procedure thing. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but she did a 5K at the rail yard, goes around Lake Atlanta and then goes back up to the rail yard.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very nice.
Hey, they're about to have one. They normally have one for 4th of July weekend, Memorial weekend or 4th of July weekend. They normally hold one of those. I forget which group it is that hosts that, but if you want to go run a 5K at Lake Atlanta, it's coming up.
There you go. We got to sign out, dude.
Yeah.
We have Francisco.
The DS team.
Oh, sponsored by Waco.
Let's do it. Is that a challenge?
it's a fun activity. Hilarious. Daisy, earlier you mentioned one of your favorite restaurants, and we're going to ask for another one. You said Las Palmas and The Rail. Give us another one. Give us one more. Or a coffee spot, anywhere from Rogers to Fayetteville. Where are we going? Date night. Okay, more specific. Date night, you and your husband. Where are you going?
Oh, boy. Date night.
Yeah. The sky's the limit. He says, I got this blank check
here. So you know what's so funny? Believe it or not, one of our top choices for date night, like once a year. I'm not going to say we go there every night because, we can't do that. But for day night, we like to go to Ruth's Chris.
That's a
nice place.
It is a nice place.
Like you said, when you get a bonus and you're like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their food is incredible. But I will have to say, I think it's more the environment too. Mm-hmm. In those places, no.
More like the experience.
How to deliver. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's the experience. It's like, hey. And they know how to deliver it. Yeah. They do it in a way that you're like, they make you feel special. And you're like, okay, you're essentially not paying the $200 for the steak, right? Mm-hmm. You're paying it more for the service and just the environment around you, the vibe.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Right. Maybe that, intimate time with you and your partner as well, right? Kind of that alone time. I think that's really where the high ticket bill,
if you 100%. Oh, yeah. But all the little coffee shops too, though, Juan Carlos, I feel like.
Very true.
I'm meeting so many coffee shops these days, even as a non-coffee drinker. I'm like, man, people will tell me like, hey, let's go to Boulder. I'm like, what's that? Confident Coffee, Onyx. I mean, there's just so many.
All right. Kind of random. Favorite coffee spot right now?
Favorite coffee? Onyx.
Okay. Enrique, favorite coffee spot?
It's got to be Boulder, man. Oh, Boulder Coffee.
Boulder.
I love Boulder Coffee. Okay. They're so good. I mean, their name is just bold, right? But Juan Carlos, you tell us.
Man, I'll be honest. Confident Coffee out right here in Pinnacle is my favorite.
That's a cool spot. I've been there a couple times.
Love the location. Love their pastries, coffee, and
You know what, though? I missed one.
Okay.
Actually.
Here we go.
I know. So because I'm not a coffee drinker, but I will recommend this one for, I don't know, this is more like a treat. I wouldn't say this is coffee, but Café con Chisme. That place says like really good.
Chisme.
Chisme too. But, they have like a café with a mazapán and they have like mazapán latte or something like that. I don't know.
If it's really sweet,
go check it out.
I think at some point you lose the coffee taste because it's like more other sugars to it. But hey,
I like my coffee a little bit bitter, so I don't know if I'd be a big fan of it. But hey, I'm open minded. I'm willing to try it.
I know, just for the audience. I mean, if you want choices, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Daisy, we're kind of wrapping up here. But something we do on this podcast is anytime we have a guest, they always leave a question for our next guest. So our previous guest was Mike and Cody Dooley. So they left two questions. So one question, is what is one job you can do for the rest of your life? And the second question is, what is your favorite podcast you listen to? And we'll give you a moment to kind of think about your answers here.
So I can't remember her name at the top of my head. Her name is Margarita. She and I forget the name of her podcast. She's amazing. Let me see. Margarita Pasos.
Margarita Pasos.
Margarita. What was it? Yo Pude, Tú Puedes. Yo Pude, Tú Puedes podcast con Margarita Pasos. She's incredible. Love her. She gives such an inspirational speeches, I guess you could say, but also she goes around and does like conferences. And it's not just for women. It's for anyone in any sort of business. And she kind of talks about, you know, life and business and just the balancing and just how, you know, don't let anything stop you.
Okay.
Kind of thing. But she has a great mind. And love her. She's my absolute favorite.
Awesome. So kind of like motivational.
Very motivational.
Okay.
Very awesome. Motivational.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now for the other question is, I think it was Mike who said this one. What is one job you can do for the rest of your life?
Okay. If I was to pick my job right now, I would love to be a bartender.
I love that.
There you go.
I want to be a bartender. In a little tiki bar right on the ocean.
Oh, there you go.
That's cool. My dream job. Francisco comes on vacation. I serve him any drinks he asks for. And I'll tell you why. I feel like, you know, when people are on vacation, they're in their best mood ever.
Oh, for
and,
sure.
And, hey, you ask for a beer, but I give you tequila. You don't care. You just want to get drunk, right? You just want to have a good time.
That's so funny.
It's like, sure.
Yeah, they might see the charm and be like, yeah, whatever.
You know. At this point, who cares? I'm on the beach. I'm vacationing. Can you imagine having the best conversations? Like,
absolutely.
In paradise? Oh, please, pick me. That'll be me.
There you go. That's so funny.
Enrique, for fun, what is one job you can do the rest of your life? You can pick it.
If I could pick any job to do for the rest of my life? Oh, man. And, if this was real, man, I'd be Spider-Man, dude. If I could be Spider-Man, there you go. If Spider-Man existed, that'd be my job right there.
A superhero.
Yeah.
Nice.
Superhero.
Nice.
That's what I do.
I like it.
Mainly just to be Spider-Man, but yeah, that's what I do.
Peter Parker.
There you go.
That's cool, man.
Peter Parker, yes.
Awesome.
Well, Daisy, we're wrapping up here. You know, such a good time with you. You bring great conversation, great energy, you know, such a positive feeling, and it's nice to be around, you know. And what's really cool about the podcast where there are some people we only know for a little bit, right? We know them, we see them in passing. We talk to them for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the podcast is a vehicle, like in a way that now we get to know somebody a little bit more personal. And that's probably one of my favorite rewards from the podcast. So thank you so much for spending some time, taking time from your day to spend with Enrique and I. It really means a lot. So thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are very welcome. Yes. And I also, again, I want to appreciate both of you for taking time out of your day to come and want to learn something about me and want to just get to know Daisy.
No, absolutely.
This is always so much fun. And especially when you get to do it with friends, it's like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, time is super important. And it's, again, very, very grateful and honored that you were willing to sit down with us so we can get to learn a little bit more about you and really build our connection. You know, we already kind of see each other here and there, like Juan Carlos was saying, but now we know a little bit more about you and who you are as a person. So again, very grateful for your time.
Yeah.
And real quick, what's a question for you,
man, I almost forgot
to leave
that.
For our next guest?
Ooh, so can I know who the next guest is, or does just like random?
So it would be random because we don't know who our next guest is. Yeah. Any questions, big or small?
Yeah.
Big or small.
Dude, I almost forgot.
Big or small question. Let's see. If they could bring anything that we don't have in Northwest Arkansas, what would that be?
It's a good question.
And meaning entertainment, restaurant. I mean, it could be anything.
Anything. Yeah. It's a good question.
Oh, that's a yeah.
I like it. Kind of see, well, and anyone listening, any developers listening, there you go. They get an idea for that question next time.
Yeah. What if,
we need a Nordstrom.
Nordstrom's what we need. Well, a new restaurant they just opened nearby is the Purple Cow.
Yes.
Hear about that?
Oh, yes, yeah. I did. Yes. We used to take our son down in the Little Rock one when he played soccer down there, and we'd always make time to go to the Purple Cow.
How, if from what you remember, how is it?
I thought it was really good. And I think it's a better experience as a family because I think it's more of a family environment kind of thing. Okay. They do sell alcohol.
I hear that.
But it is more like a family type of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The environment is more family.
Va a tocar llevar a los sobrinos entonces.
They'll love it. Their shakes are their purple shakes are the best.
It did look pretty good. That vanilla purple shake. It looked really yummy. So
yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of So NWA Daisy. Again, thank you so much for your time. We're super grateful. Really a lot of fun. And hopefully we can do it again sometime. Who knows?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And audience, thank you again for tuning in. If you guys need any help, as we mentioned before, in your real estate journey, please feel free to reach out to us on our Instagram. Both Enrique and I's real estate Instagram information is on the So NWA podcast Instagram, as well as emailing us. And if you need any real estate needs from Waco, they're also here. And yeah, take care, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.